Hello and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Radio Free Palmer Sports Scene. I am Tim Rocky, your wonderful, at times, host of this here Radio Free Palmer Sports Scene. We've got all the sports numbers, news, and nonsense that you can handle on this journey of sports news, jazz, and blues we are about to take. Some big things going on within the world sports. Obviously, as I repeat every single show, it's now summer. Leaves have been green for some time. Heat has been hotter for, you know, a week or two. And Albert Pujols has 600 home runs to put the exclamation point on his absolutely fantastic career that is not yet over. We'll go over some of his numbers. We'll do kind of an Albert Pujols little tribute. I have been an Albert Pujols fan as long as he has been in the league. He's a fantastic player. Defensively, offensively, does all sorts of charity work. Just the greatest offensive weapon that really any right-handed coach could ever ask for to be able to put into a lineup. We've got some discussion on the... I'm going to talk with myself here for a minute. We've got some discussion on the NBA Finals and how boring they now are. I see nothing but continued hatred of the Warriors from those who had hated the Warriors before and will continue to hate the Warriors on after they've got their second ring in the last 3 years. I don't think that LeBron's going to be able to get it done. I don't think that Kyrie and Kevin Love are worthy of what the Warriors can accomplish. They're a fantastic basketball team. It's going to be darn near impossible to steal a game from them, let alone come back from down 2-0 again. So LeBron is, and I believe that this season for him has solidified his status as the greatest basketball player of all time. I don't believe that's my naive and misguided millennial view. I believe that that is the truth. I don't think that Michael Jordan ever in his time ever faced a team that was as loaded as these Golden State Warriors are. We'll get into some of the final stats and just, you know, the dismay over having to watch Warriors fans continue to be happy. It's not something that I like. We've got hockey, which we will touch on briefly because that's what I can do with hockey. I can touch on hockey briefly. We've got a little bit of local baseball that I need to talk about. The state tournament just finished up. Colony was a 2-and-barbecue, as they say. But that did not stop a couple of local ball players from getting all state tournament honors. We are going to talk about my Legion team because what else would I talk about? Oh, I wish it wasn't that sad. So keep it tuned right here to the Radio Free Palmer Sports Scene on 89.5 FM, 89.7 for those of you listening in the Palmer area, not getting from the Sutton transmitter, and up in Glacier View. People of Glacier View, we salute you. Got a wonderful show for you this evening. Very, very, very excited about the upcoming 2 months as the Legion season begins here. Tomorrow, it gets real. Baseball, I just love baseball. What it can do to the souls and minds of young men to be able to go out there and try to hit a ball with a stick. So, I'm going to kick it to some Dan Auerbach. You know, he came out with a new album, Dan Auerbach. The man is basically Midas at this point. Everything he touches becomes gold. He was with the Black Keys for many years. They kind of have drifted to the point where Dan Auerbach is just off making things into gold. And I think Patrick Carney is just like, you know what? I'm rich. I'm good. I'm good with that. I'm a famous musician and I'm rich. I don't need any more. But Dan Auerbach is still out there trying to find himself. So we're going to get into the deep, dark secrets of the sports world right here on the Radio Free Palmer Sports Scene. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Radio Free Palmer sports scene. I am Tim Rocky here with, some sports, some news, a little bit of jazz, and a little bit of blues. Rocking with some Anderson .Paak beats this evening. I do like it. I do like it. I am so enamored with the new Dan Auerbach album that I just cannot put my ears on anything else that's tough. So, let's talk about one of my favorite baseball players of all time, Albert Pujols, El Grande Hombre. All right, so let's start right here. Albert Pujols comes into the league as a slick fielding, possible offensive weapon from the right side. He was originally touted to play shortstop, then he moved to third base. Then a couple years in, he moved to left field. He spent a little bit of time in right field and eventually found his home at first base, where he exploded as the offensive weapon that he is. He is not one of these guys that comes into the league like a Bryce Harper, where everybody already knows what his skills are, what his weaknesses are, and how good he's going to be 4 years to come. Albert Pujols was largely unknown. He was only the number 42 prospect in all of the MLB Baseball 100 prospects coming into 2001. So people did not expect him to have the type of career that he's having. That, let's just say that right now. So he's from the Dominican Republic, and he is 37 years of age right now. Let's talk about how he got to be a 600 home run man. So he started off with 37 home runs, 47 doubles, 194 hits, 112 runs in 161 games played. That was in his rookie season. Now, if you could tell me that I would... That's a ridiculous rookie season. That's a season that MVPs have wanted to have. That's a season that Triple Crown winners have, you know, been just fine with. He hit .329 in his rookie year. In St. Louis, his lowest average was .299. That is from 2001 to 2011. And that was in his last year, which housed a couple of his worst statistic years. He also only had 99 RBIs. Shame on him, right? In 2011. He helped St. Louis go to a couple of titles. He was the cornerstone of that team for 10 years. Now, the most home runs he hit was 49. The most RBIs he had was 137. The highest average he hit was 357. Yikes. He's not much of a triples guy. You can say a lot about Albert Pujols. He hit four triples his rookie year. He's got about four since then. So, but the numbers have been there, and the numbers have been steady. The commercials that ESPN has done with Albert Pujols feature him as a machine, kind of more of a Terminator type, if you will, where he is so ready to demolish any pitcher. He doesn't really have a weakness. He doesn't uppercut. He doesn't chase high fastballs. He's a man that hits the ball hard to all parts of the field. He's not a power hitter. He's a line drive hitter. All right, so let me tell you a story about Albert Pujols. I was in St. Louis to watch my father graduate with his doctorate in 2009. And I got to go watch a couple of ball games when the St. Louis Cardinals were playing the Cubs. And the Cubs weren't the Cubs of right now when they came and played the Cardinals. You know, they booed Milton Bradley just because he came out to right field, and it wasn't mean. It was just like, it's the Cubs. We're supposed to make fun of them. Also in Busch Stadium, the wave is done non-sarcastically. It actually goes around, 10 to 20 times in a row before people give up on it. Okay, I digress. So, Pujols comes up and facing, I believe, Travis Wood, who is now a bullpen specialist for the Cubs, who was a full-time starter at the time. And in Busch Stadium, there's an upper deck in the back left corner of left field. It's called Big Mac Land. Now, when Mark McGwire was doing Mark McGwire-ish things, he would hit home runs to upper decks. And in St. Louis, the upper deck that he would hit to was called Big Mac Land. McGwire, Mac, you get it? So McDonald's sponsored this, and when there was a home run hit to Big Mac Land, everyone who showed up with a ticket from that game to McDonald's got a Big Mac. Now, I did get a Big Mac after going to this baseball game. So Pujols sees this pitch coming in from Wood, and he turns and hits a ball that elevates and continues to elevate and continues to elevate until it hits the eye, the lighted eye in the sign that says Big Mac on the front of the Big Mac Land seats. So what happens when he hits this eye is it goes out, and the lights in the eye cease to continue working. I believe they left this eye out until after the All-Star break. Pujols had a ridiculous year that year, as I said, hit 327, 47 home runs, 115 RBIs. He puts these up regularly. So, Pujols did amazing things in St. Louis. He also does amazing things off the baseball field. He's one of the nicest guys in Major League Baseball. He has a son who was diagnosed with Down syndrome, and so he has donated astronomical amounts of money and his time. You cannot say how valuable a professional athlete's time is. He's worth millions of dollars a year to show up and be as productive as he is, but he spends time and energy with people who are affected by Down syndrome and their families, and he has a foundation in support of them. So good on you, El Grande Hombre, Albert Pujols. St. Louis fans will be forever indebted to you for what you've done to bring the city championships and many great years of baseball, especially with you hitting the heck out of balls out of the park, line drives all over the place. So to get back to one other thing, Albert Pujols does not play for St. Louis anymore. So there's that. He has 600 home runs even. He is so ridiculously good that he rarely strikes out. You do not see that very often from a power hitter. I could wax poetic about the swing of Albert Pujols and how perfect it is as a line drive hitter for longer than the show will go on. But what Albert Pujols is spectacular at is seeing and making contact with the right pitch. He does not go after balls up in the zone. He does not go after balls inside because he thinks he can hit them a mile. He goes after the pitch that he is given because he knows that he needs to be on base for his team to be productive to succeed. So rarely does, I don't think Albert Pujols has ever, checking the stats now, never broken the 100 strikeout mark, which sluggers like Adam Dunn, Mark Reynolds, regularly struck out more than 200 times in 500 at-bats. That's crazy. But because they hit a home run, you know, every 15 at-bats, that's celebrated. But what Albert Pujols has done is not only hit for average, hit for power, hit for productivity, he's done it without swinging and missing. So in his heyday, we'll go to 2005, he hit 331, he had 50 strikeouts and 49 home runs. He struck out one more time, then he hit the ball out of the park. His numbers continue in that similar trend, although that was his best ratio. For the last 5 years, he's played in Los Angeles. Now, it hurts my heart to say that Albert Pujols is no longer a Cardinal, but he got a stupid amount of money to go there and be Mike Trout's protection. Now, he hasn't been the Albert Pujols of old. He only played in 99 games in 2013. He only hit 30 home runs in nearly a full season, 154 games in 2013. But he's continued to be himself. It's hard for him not to be one of the best players in the league because he just is. And what Albert Pujols brings to not only that lineup as far as protection, but that clubhouse where Mike Trout is one of the best, if not the best, young baseball player in Major League Baseball. And Albert Pujols had that position for such a long time before he ascended to being, you know, the greatest and most feared right-handed hitter of our time. You can say that Miguel Cabrera has taken that title over now. But for him to be right behind Trout in that lineup, it means so much. I can say, as far as when I'm writing a lineup or when I'm hitting in a lineup, I want somebody behind. If I'm going to be productive, it means that not only do I want someone in front of me who's going to be there for me to produce behind, but I want someone behind me so that when I hit a, you know, RBI double, I get to have some fun too. I get to have some runs. And Albert Pujols certainly has done that in his career. Reached the 200-hit plateau only once He's gone over 40 doubles a bajillion times. He had 50 in his first season with Los Angeles. So congratulations to Albert Pujols for reaching the 600 home run benchmark. Other guys that are on that list, Mickey Mantle, Willie Mays, Babe Ruth. This is just off the top of my head, but I think I'm probably going to get them all. Hank Aaron, Sammy Sosa, Jim Thome, and Mark McGwire. Now, the couple that you recognize if you're one of the older folks who listen to my show, and, you know, yeah, salute, old people, I'm down with you. The old guys, you didn't have to worry about steroids, but Thome, Sosa, McGwire, A-Rod, what does their record mean? What does the number of home runs, and Barry Bonds, I forgot Barry Bonds, what does the total number of home runs that they hit really mean if it wasn't done without cheating? And I have gone back and forth with this in my own head. I don't like the idea that they cheated. It doesn't make you a major league hitter. Steroids does not make you a major league hitter. It only helps you recover your muscles faster in time. And a lot of people who get caught with it use it recovering from injury. So Albert Pujols was mentioned in the Mitchell Report, which I believe came out in 2008. And I don't believe a word that was spoken about Albert Pujols. Maybe I'm naive, but I'm just going to live under that, you know, cloud of not believing that what he's done and the human that he is should be tainted like some of the others who are on the list of 600 home runs. All right. That was way too long in Albert Pujols, but never, never long enough. You're listening to the Radio Free Palmer Sports Scene with me, Tim Rocky, on 89.5 FM. Welcome back. We're here for the last segment of the Radio Free Palmer Sports Scene. I am Tim Rocky, your hostess with the odd tan and the strange calluses. So, we've got news on the NBA Finals. The Warriors on Sunday night took a decisive, yeah, it's at that point, 2-1 lead over the Cavaliers by winning 132-113. In Oakland, Kevin Durant has been the best player thus far in this series. He had 33 points and 13 rebounds. LeBron James notched a finals triple-double with 29 points, 11 rebounds, and 14 assists. It's not that LeBron James doesn't have any help. Kyrie Irving hit 2 of 6 from 3. He had 19 points. Kevin Love was 2 of 7 from 3, had 27 points. Their bench is not doing a whole lot, but who's going to do a whole lot against the Golden State Warriors? And when is your bench going to play when you're down by that much? The Warriors, as always, got contributions from all of the four. Draymond Green with 12, Steph Curry with 32, Klay Thompson with 22. He lit up 4 of 7 from 3. Curry was 4 of 11, and Draymond Green was 3 of 6 to be in the 50% margin with Kevin Durant. They got contributions from Ian Clark and Sean Livingston, 10 each off the bench, and that was about it. It's all the Golden State Warriors needed. They are a fine-tuned winning machine. It's tough to see anyone beating them. I don't like it. It doesn't mean that I get to necessarily complain about it. I'm just going to do some facts presenting right here. So, on Thursday to open the series, the Warriors won 113-91. Kevin Durant had 38 points in that one. Came out hot. He's been shooting the lights out, and he's been the player that everyone feared he would become when he's joined with Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green. Andre Iguodala, the MVP from 2 years ago, had 7 points in the opening game. He is the quiet glue guy who plays defense. He gets the ball to everybody. He had 2 steals and a block in that to go along with 3 rebounds. You know, stuffing that stat sheet little by little. But Kevin Durant, with a plus-minus of plus 16, only 1 foul, no turnovers, 8 assists and 9 rebounds to go along with 38 points. He's the man here. It's going to be, there's just no way they can do it. I want them to, but I just don't think it's going to happen. All right, American Legion, first game is Wednesday in Anchorage. We also play Thursday, and then I also believe in Anchorage, and then Friday in Anchorage. We play Diamond Wednesday, Bartlett Thursday, and then supposed to play Delta on Saturday, but I guess they do not have a team this year. Aw, shucks. And so we are awaiting the rescheduling to be playing someone else, but I am so very stoked to be giving you more and more American Legion news. Here is one last song. I'm Tim Rocky. This has been the Radio Free Palmer Sports Scene. I hope you enjoyed it. You can listen to the rebroadcast on Wednesday morning at 8:30. See ya.
Heaven help a fool.